Coach, back at home in an A-10 game against Richmond, you've seen them once this year, your first conference game on the road there. What can you tell us about the Spiders?
Well, they're on a four-game win streak, John. They're playing very well right now. Five guys at start are averaging double figures or close to it. They'll shoot the ball from three very, very well. They'll drive it and get fouled. And, of course, they run the Princeton offense, but they do it incredibly effective in a much more aggressive way than to spend time with the clock. They really go after you with the Princeton offense with their hard cuts. Defensively, they're going to give us a mix of the matchup zone as well as man-to-man. They disguise it very well, and they really try to break a team's rhythm and keep them off balance.
In your game with them up there, you didn't shoot it as well as Davidson usually shoots. What was the reason for that?
Give them credit. They outfought us. They beat us to loose balls. They took us out of rhythm. They bothered our passes. They created turnovers. They get offensive rebounds. They scored 20 points from offensive rebounds and turnovers, and we just can't afford to give up 20 points like that against a team like Richmond, who is so good offensively.
Coach, you're coming off a tough one-point road loss at Dayton. As you looked at the tape of that game with your team, what did you highlight to the players?
Well, we went through plays that could have been the difference in the game. It wasn't the last play. It wasn't the last three that they made. It was a host of plays, whether it was a turnover on an inbound pass, the lack of a box out in transition, not being in the correct space on an out-of-bounds play, not seeing a cutter at the basket, not finishing a box out, not having a hand up on a three-point shot. There were a host of plays that could have made the difference in that game. And, of course, when you lose by one point, you really search and search and search and try to find everything possible that could have made a difference.
Coach, today against the Richmond Spiders in this A-10 game, give us a couple of key points that you're going to talk to your team about in the locker room.
Well, from a defensive standpoint, no matter what defense we are in, whether it's pressure, whether it's zone, whether it's man, we've got to be connected and we've got to be linked. Five guys on the same page and alert and ready for the duration of the possession. We can't have five guys for 20 seconds and then one guy misses an assignment in the last 10 seconds, as happened to Dayton quite a bit. So we've got to be linked, connected for the duration by five guys. On an offensive standpoint, we got to make them defend. We can't be rushed. We can't be tentative. We've got to be some balance between attacking but making them defend. I think we've got good stuff to run. I think we've had two very good practices. I feel excited about trying to attack them offensively. I just hope that we show the kind of patience and poise and use of the five keys of offense and the seven fundamental basketball keys as we go into this game and try to utilize them to best counteract what they're going to try to do to us defensively.
Good luck today, Coach.
Thanks, John.